Shabbos Chazon begin with an understanding of Eish HaKodesh. Why is it that we call this Shabbos Chazon? Novin zeh loma Shabbos hazeh nikra Hashem Haftorah. We refer to the Shabbos as Shabbos Chazon because of the introduction of this week's Haftorah. Hen yesh nam od Shabbosos k'Shabbos Nachamu v'Shabbos Shuva. So obviously, every time we do something like this, the essence of the Shabbos, the message of the Shabbos, the message of what we're about to, the message of the period of time, has something to do with the Haftorah. Rav Soloveitchik had wondered whether these Haftorahs that we say at this point, the 3 weeks, and perhaps also the Shiva de Nechemta, usually a Haftorah matches that an idea from within the Parsha itself. And that's why the Haftorah is being read. The question is, during this time, are these Haftorahs matching an ideas within the Parsha, or are they living on, or is it existing on its own, as its own message? So, Avo Betzach Bekulam Tam Lahem Shemeshunam Hei Mekola Shabbosos Hashana She'in Nekram Al Shem Haftorahs. Obviously, there's something different here. And if it's between because of Bein HaMetzarim, so all of the 3 weeks should also be known based on their particular usage of that Haftorah. Emnon Isa be'esel Lashon Negros HaNevuah. So he starts, he said, look, there are 10 different Lashonos that we find in Nevuah. Chazon, Nevuah, Amira, Tzivoi, Masa, Mashal, Velitza, Chida, all the different ideas. Comes Rabbi Leza Omer Chazon, but the Lashon of Chazon is kosher. It's the hardest, the most difficult of all of the different types of nevuas. Why? Be'ini nevuah ein lanu hasaga, but pashat efshel lefi matzani. So we don't really understand what a nevuah is. Ki kvar dibara ech she'achshav ro'um kama rechokim hashmiya v'hadiba mitzaras v'yitzurim. Kishulamana, we understand, however, when we study the words of the Divrei Hanaviyim and Divrei Chachameinu, when they are dealing in the Tzoros HaChurban, Choshavna sheyesh lanu eiza hasaga b'tzoros eilu, we think that we have some kind of a hasaga. Af bekinu oz lefan, to understand what happened during the Churban, v'achshav ro'im shelishmoa tzoros kama rav amarcha, now, when we hear this, so far away, thousands of years away, milar osam, mikol shekem lesevlosam, rachmana leslon, achikamat lo mina v'lo mikitzav. It's hard to even contemplate it. Rav Soloveitchik, every year, in Tisha B'Av, would teach the kinnis. He would say the kinnis, he would teach the kinnis. It was my first time that I ever met the Rav. I was a teenager, and I went to Boston to stay with my cousins. And so I went, and I sat right in front of the Rav, literally right in front of the Rav as a kid. I think I was 15 years old when I would, right by his feet, literally by his feet. I always joke, and I said that day I was over in Issa Ravoda Zara, because I don't remember a word that the Rav said. I worshipped him at that moment. I was just in awe how he sat there with the old pamphlets, and he spoke an entire day, so much Torah. One of the ideas that the Rav expressed yearly, and it's very true, so there are a number of different kinnos. One of them in particular deals with the brother and sister and what they went through, and that they were told in the end that they had to sleep with someone, and they found out that they would be sleeping with each other. So obviously that was something which was, detrimental to them. You know, the pain and the anguish that they would go through that evening. He says, "Why?" The Rav says, "Why are you mentioning it? Why is it here?" And we, as this generation, the post-Holocaust generations, I should say, at this point, can really understand when we speak of the 6 million. It's hard to contemplate 6 million. And we forget at times when you deal with numbers such as that, the great tragedy, losing so many people, we lose understanding of the individual, the loss of the individual. We lose the fact, the remembrance of what does it mean for every single story. There are 6 million stories. And if you could empathize, if you could somehow envision every single story, I mean, I don't think you could go on. I don't think you could continue. How do you live in such a world? How can you possibly have... He says, the Rava Yusik said, that's exactly why it mentions. Because when you talk about the Churban Habayis, you simply tell, oh, it was a million people. Why was there a discussion so much about the Kohanim? Why is there so much a discussion of the Kohanim in different kinnis? True, the Kohanim, they were the ones who were being makriv karbon, and now they lost that. That's not the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rav said something else. And it's so... We in this generation, we so readily understand it. Imagine when you come through Shar Yafo, and you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you go into the Kotel, and finally you come into the Jewish quarter, and you're about to go down the steps, and you see a little wall. From that wall, how long does it take you to walk all the way to the Kotel? 5 minutes? 7 minutes? That was the beginning of the Muhammad when they preached those walls until they finally get to the Kotel Maravi. That area is not a long walk. For 3 weeks, 3 weeks the Kohanim defended the Beis HaMikdash. For 3 weeks their blood filled the streets. That's why we discuss it so much. Of the various ideas of the Kohanim, the Kinnis, in order to give you a feeling, try to relive it, somehow to go back into thousands of years ago and to understand the great tragedy. The very beginning of Kinnis talks about how we became repugnant. We became repugnant in the eyes of the world. Soloveitchik was very much against having a Yom HaShoah. He felt that the Yom HaShoah is like, it's as if it was a new creation, as if it's something, a new form of anti-Semitism. We all know that it wasn't, and the anti-Semitism that began, that happened in the 1930s and 40s, is simply a continuum ad absurdum from what was going, that the hatred of the Jew for thousands and thousands of years. The Yellow Star even wasn't something new. It was something that earlier on in the Middle Ages, and we see that in tshuvas of the Maharik, of whether you're allowed to wear the Yellow Star, which is attached to the beged. And he answered, of course you're allowed to wear that on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, because we have to be pride, to take pride the fact that we are Jewish. And he felt that because of the Churban Habayis, that's what changed him. When we become so repugnant, so repulsive, and the hatred and the way they treated us, step by step by step, to understand the Crusades and the martyrdom and the Christian attacks and hatreds, the left and the Muslims, what they had done to us for thousands of years, that Yom HaShoah is not something new, but it all began because of this Churban Habayis. L'chein ha-bechino sh'divrei ha-neviyos mitzaros Yisrael nesgalu l'ha-neviyim imal yedei ha-dibor. Sometimes it came through dibor, and this came through kol sh'shomim mimorom. All of these different lashonos. But chazon is something else. The lashon of chazon means it's almost as if it's an experiencing it. Coming close to and witnessing it. Come closer to the greater tragedy. V'zehu she'amar Ula, and Od Amoraim, al chevli Mashiach, halavai, I won't see it. Why? They can't imagine to see, to be witness of the great tragedies. Ulefizeh eina kavan al asmim bavad v'mnoizad. It's not only themselves. Rakamo she'shar ha'tanoim v'amoraim omros godel ha'tsar b'sman chevli Mashiach. Hagdilu heim od Yosef v'omer kamisha yodim onu v'kamisha omrim b'finuk minatzros. They were saying, we understand, we see it. All of the great in our mouths of the tzoros lo nuchol laharam kefishi yobamas. We won't be able to, we don't want to go through it. We don't want to witness others' suffering. And that's what it means by Yom Hashem Ra'o Ra'isis Oni Ami Hashem B'Mitzrayim Etzakel Sam Shemati. That's what it means when Kodesh Baruch Hu says Ra'o Ra'isa, I looked in, I can see it, I can feel their pain. And that essence is what his message is of the word of Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos Chazon is to feel the pain, to begin to understand on this Shabbos, this, the Chazon of Yeshayahu, when he's already witnessing outside, to witness, to realize the great tragedy of the Churban HaBayis. Not as an historical event, but it's something which moves his entire essence. So with that introduction, when I use this as an introduction to a beautiful piece of the Nesiv HaShalom, also on the idea of Shabbos Chazon, which I think will lead to us to another level of understanding of the Rav's statement, Rav Soloveitchik's statement, that the Kinnis and on Tisha B'Av is the one day a year where the Jew has given leeway, he's given a heter, he's being matir to question God. And I think with this idea that of the Nesiv HaShalom will come to a new appreciation of the time and what it means to question God on this day of Tisha B'Av. Shabbos Hu Nikra Shabbos Chazon. Again, the Nesiv HaShalom begins that, and this mafter is because Shabbos Chazon, v'yu lashon se chazon, einam motzei b'shan neviyam, the lashon chazon is unique. Everyone really gave this type of mussar. My children, I grew them, I helped them, and what did they do? Pashubi. Madua davka hi nemres b'loshim chazon. And why is the Shabbos called Shabbos Chazon? V'yeshol me'inyan, api ma'asha kosev, b'sifri ha'kodesh pri'aretz. Shemak shebi'yosel inyan ha'velas shel Tisha B'Av. We also understand the whole idea of ha'velas of Tisha B'Av. By the way, just speaking of the ha'velas of Tisha B'Av, beautiful idea. You know, usually, what is the difference between the ha'velas Yishana and the ha'velas Chadasha, what is the difference between our avelas when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a parent, loses a child, loses a relative? We start off with an idea of aninas. Aninas is, all of a sudden, when the death, the mace is mutter lefanav, nechayiv and mitzvahs, which is followed by, after the burial of Shiva, then Shloshim, and then Yud Beis Chodesh. When it comes to this mourning period, because we're so far, and because we're so far away from it, and if you think about it, now fits in so beautifully with the idea of the Chazon Yishayahu, of the, what the Eish HaKodesh was saying. So Soloveitchik used to say that we start off with Yud Beis Chodesh. We do just the opposite, because we're so, it's hard to comprehend the Churban. So you can't just, but when a mace, you're hit with it, you see it, you feel it, the tragedy is in front of you. The entire period of the 3 weeks is to get you to a point to appreciate the tragedy. So you start off with Yud Beis Chodesh. Then what comes to the 9 days representative of Shloshim. And then what's interesting, the Rav uses at the point of, by the Sudas HaMavsekis, was really the period of Aninus, and then, of course, we understand that Tisha B'Av itself is the Shiva. So here, the Priya Ara says, why do we have this Avelis? Halo Atsevis V'yogin Hi HaKlipa HaKasha V'yosa Mikol HaKlipos. It is the most difficult period. When a person remains in Avelis, he is separated from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shuri havoda zor nikros hashma atzadeihem kesev v'zahav v'chein chibar atzevim v'atzavus ein lo shayeches im Hashem Yisparach. When a person is avelis, this separation is where Gemara makes a comparison between the avelis and the mitzora. Because the Metzorah is Mechutz Machaneh. So is the Avel. He's Mechutz Machaneh. What does it mean? What did he do wrong? What is the idea of the Tuma of the Avelis? The answer is the Tuma of the Avelis is that you yourself are separated. That's what it means. Hamakom Yinachem Eschem B'tok Sha'av Leitziyom Yishalayim. Why the Lashon of Hamakom? Because Hamakom is representative. What do we say in Kedusha? Yeshayahu. We quote for him, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos Melech Haaretz, Kivodo, which is followed by Baruch Kivod Hashem Mimakomo, which is by Yecheskel. Because Yecheskel was already Mechutz La'Eretz Yisrael, Mimakomo from that Makom. And that's why we say, HaMakom Yenachem Eschem. Rav Salavetra used to say, HaMakom Yenachem. The persona that you perceive is far away from you. He will give you nechama. So why do we allow ourselves to remain in such a state of avelus? Ve'ein ashchina shore ele mitoch simcha. Why do we allow the chara tamu etzem inyan avelus achur min beis hamikdash? My shaykh, why do we still have the avelus in achur min beis hamikdash? Ava yagam, because this happened? Yeah, we're upset. Kimasha ava ein. Well, what can we do? Kimosha amar David haMelech. Achri mos hayelud lomazanit sam ha'ochel hashiva. Zel kavan hashelus hamedrash yochel hamagin perish hamabelus abeis hamikdash. He alchinam shemiz albim ha'av. That is a famous question we all ask. Are we really being misabel in something which occurred from before? Hine be'inyan teshuva. Yesh beis derachim. There are two ways to do tshuva. Yesh es haderach surmei ra ba'aseitov. So the obvious way, surmei ra. Stop doing with the evil that you're doing. Stop doing the transgressions that you're doing. Shereish esarach lahaschil b'surmei ra. La'akoras ara. Uproot the evil. V'yachaka chaseitov. That's not doing your mitzvahs. If you stooped in unbelievable tuma, so how are you going to be? Your mindset is it's impossible to start doing mitzvahs. But there's another way to do. Yesh od derech. K'moshe perish tzadikim sur meira ayudei asay tov. First do good. Asay tov. V'hu aldasha katzav ramacha b'reish sefer mesilas yisharim. Sha'odim lo nivra elalis hanegel Hashem v'lhanos mitziv shechina. So our whole purpose is to come close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zu ha'tachlis shel Yehudim v'tachlis ha'avodas. This is the tachlis of the Jew. Kashe Yehudi zocha l'hisanegel Hashem harei kol ha'idunim v'chol ha'tanugim sh'ba'olam hem ke'ein. When a person comes close, when a person is learning, when a person is doing mitzvahs, when a person is only involved in the avodas Hashem, then the rest of the world, all of the gashmis of the world, all that will lead you down the wrong path becomes nothing to you. You realize the simcha that you're in. Uche efes u'umat hatanik hazeh. Umemela mistalek mimeno hara, so the evil, the ra, falls off. Vahazman lederach hatshuva hazos hu b'Shabbos Hakodesh. And unique to doing this asay tov, unique to in order to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that on Shabbos. And why is that? Obviously, well, there are two different ways to observe Shabbos. It's very important when you think about it, how Shabbos is being observed in our kehilas, in our communities. This, what message will come across? When a person sees the beauty of Shabbos, what is it about Big Day Shabbos? Why is it that it's so important for us to dress in Big Day Shabbos? Gemara talks about it, and we just did it a few weeks ago, and those are people who are doing Daf Yomi. The importance of dressing in a certain way. Why? To create an atmosphere, to say that today is different than other days. Why are we so much against Uvda Dechol? Even the way you act, the way you talk, the way you speak, the way you walk. First of all, to create the atmosphere. to allow yourself to make today different than all the other days of the week. And what is the difference is on this day you have time to daven. You have time to learn. You have time to sit in the Beis Medrash. You have time to sit and look through Svarim. And when you do so, when you understand, when you talk to your friends and you think, oh, I saw a pshat. I saw a pshat from the Ramban. I saw a pshat from the Meshe Chachma. I saw this and that. You go back and forth. All of a sudden, your mindset starts putting everything into place. What's important in life? The Yemos Achol Heim B'Madrega Yotze Katana. They're on this lower level. Shetshrichem Lahakdim Tchila Sur Meira V'Yacharka Chasei Tov. See, the rest of the week, you don't have this great opportunity that you have on Shabbos. So the rest of the week is Sur Meira V'Asei Tov. But Shabbos Yikoch Elyon. Uvizem Mesuga Yehudi Laschil Nesanig El Hashem. So what do you do on Shabbos? He has the ability. He has the ability, the tzoras that he goes through the entire week is put to the side. He's able to begin l'hisaneg al Hashem, to have tanitim close to Hashem. U'kamamer chazal kol hashomer shabesh kehilchosa afilo ovad avodah zara kedor enosh. Anyone who is shomer Shabbos kehalacha, even if he's ovad avodah zara like the generation of enosh, mochlen lo. What does that mean? He's forgiven. Peirush kehilchosa, haynu kishemasek hatachlis l'saneg al Hashem. Beautiful. It's not the shmirah here. It's not from this simply from the iser melacha. But if you can accomplish zachar as yom haShabbos akacho, the positive aspects to see the godless in everything in Shabbos, ozafilo. Why? Because you've returned to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're able to see Latanig b'ziv Hashchina. Ki b'Shabbos Kodesh Yisrael him b'mechiras banim l'Hashem Yisbarach. Shehavoda shel Yisrael b'Shabbos hi b'mechiras banim. And this is the ikar. This is now coming to the essence of the Nesiv HaShalom message. And I think in understanding more of the Rav, and even a more beautiful understanding of the Eish HaKodesh. Chayn l'mala hanhoge hi b'mchiyas bonim. B'yal kein kol shomer Shabbos gehilchus ha'afir avod ha'zara gidor anosh. Shebekol ha'Shabbos hi b'mchiyas bonim, that we are children, we are the children of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mesuga Yehudi l'shuv l'skar l'shem esporach. Then you have the ability to come closer, come back. Zehu inyan chazon Yeshayahu. Mashmos chazon shemedar gadlus lemala benaseicha. It's talking about something that is greater than just the rationality. Hachazon he. What does it mean, the chazon? What is he talking about, Yeshayahu? Kemoshen nemasham bonim gidalti merumanti vehein poshu bi. The key word there is what? Bonim, my children. V'chein zera marim bonim mashchisim afilu kasher poshubi heim bonim. Even when they mock me, even when they go against me, they're my children. She Yisrael heim tome b'bechiras bonim l'Hashem Yisborach afilu kasher heim chotim. Even when they are a chotim, they're still the children of Hashem. U'mikan yalef rameya shebenkach u'benkach kruyim bonim. And that's what Rav Meir says in Kedushin. It came on halacha kamosa kamosha kasa Rabbeinu Maimon. Avi harambam b'geras hanachama shalom kol eila mishpatim berurim. V'hochachos kayyamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yisana nisa osanu v'lo yasa meleinu shem banim. God will never remove the terminology. Banim atem l'shem. Lo kashi yirtza b'no v'lo kashi yichas alay. No matter what, even when he's angry at us. Like what it says, Banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, b'ni b'chori Yisrael, my child, my b'chor, Banim, lo amom, but it's not talking about an am, perish maminim or lo maminim. And the maral in Netzach Yisrael, herach b'inyan zeh, u'betok devar of kosav, shebechol inyan nikru banim. Shagam kashem him poshim b'mezin nekrom el Hashem Yisparach banim, shenema banim. Even if you were a Devekim, totally in Avodah Zarah. You would think, all right, so you don't consider a child. Nevertheless, what greater rejection of a father could there be? But to reject him as your father. That's what Avodah Zarah is. I'm rejecting the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, you're rejecting the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he never rejects you. He always believes that you're still his child. The chol zembemneki ein shaykh bitul inyan ze asher nikru Yisrael banam. But davar ze ani shimin lo bechol chet. It can never happen. Asher ya'asu ti yehachet mashehu. And zuhi madrekel asher Shabbos kodesh. And that is the greatness of Shabbos, bechiras banam. Sha'afilu avar avodah zarah kedar onesh. What does it mean? Even when you were over the avodah zarah, like the generation of Enosh, mochul lo ki Yisrael b'chol matzav shehim banim heim. You're coming home on Shabbos. Uchiloshin hapasim v'shamer b'nei Yisrael shel Shabbos lasos shel Shabbos v'dorasam bris olam. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael osi li olam. Kolomo, what does it mean li olam? Sha'Shabbos hidavash olami uvenitzchi b'chol ofat shehu. It's eternal, it's universal in every aspect. Afilu kashi Yehudi nimsa b'she'ol tachtis, no matter where you find yourself. Uche'ovid avodah zarah shezeh hadavah gerua b'yoser. Tamin yesh lo uzkoach ha'Shabbos kodesh shibris olam. It's interesting, I remind you of a certain understanding, halacha, brought down. So you find yourself in the Midbar, and you don't know where you are, you don't know which day is Shabbos. A different notion whether you create your own day of Shabbos, or every single day, because you're worried about Sakanas Nefashos, so you have to be able to work every single day, so you work your day Parnasaso, even on your Shabbos Kodesh. So if that's true, so if you hold like that Man de Amra, so what's that Shabbos? Is you're still doing Malacha. So we said, well, make Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush and Havdalah. What is Kiddush and Havdalah? You're going to do Kiddush. It's like putting make Kiddush and then you put on the TV. I mean, where's the Shmiras of Shabbos? Why? But you see how important it is. An acknowledgement is. It's a calling out. I don't know even day. Banim. I don't even know how to get back to the Kiddush Baruch Hu. I don't know what day it is in Shabbos. I'm Banim. I'm looking to come home. That message can never be forgotten. That message can never be forgotten. Zehu Godol and Yonush Shabbos Chazon of the Yuchad, and even more so when it falls Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. As the Abda Rav wrote, Shabbos Chazon Hu Shabbos HaGodol B'Yoseh B'Mala Mikol Shabbos. It's the greater. Even when it falls, it's even greater. Why is that? Shabbatachlis Chashacha Sheyimei Ben HaMetzarim. You see the darkness of the Ben HaMetzarim. Betoza Yeshus Hashabbos Hazu Bo Meskala Chazonim She Yisrael. When all is like so distraught, so difficult, it's Meskala to you that this message, the Chazonim She Yisrael, Shetamin Heibanim Lamakam, and to never forget that you are the Banim, you are the children to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu Kasher Pashul Bi. And he continues, he says, that this is the idea that we saw in the Medrash. Unbelievable, with Medrash, the Adam HaRishon, he meets Cain. After he killed Hevel. Amal is the man nasa bedincha, amal asisi tshuva. Cain says, I did tshuva, v'nis pasharti. What does it mean, nis pasharti? I did a pshara? What is this? Miyad amav, so as soon as he heard this, he did tshuva? Mispashati, then he said, Mismashir, the Yom HaShabbos. Yeshlovin mahu lashon mispashati. Mashach pshara mashami. What does it mean you made a pshara? V'chei masha amar v'amar mismashir li Yom HaShabbos, ma inyan Shabbos l'kan. Ubi anusha kadosh baruch hu harei amar l'kayin nah v'nah tiyaberes. You're going to be walking around nah v'nah without a home. gave him an os. Os hili olam. The isa she os zehu Shabbos. He gave him Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos kodesh yoshev lemakom. Shabbos kodesh, you go back. You go back to your place. Back to your seat next to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Zehu sha'am ha'kayin ha'sisi tshuvu nespashatim koni. I made a pshara. Kol ha'shvua. Hinini eich sha'ani avel. Sha'ani. The whole week is wherever I am. But b'shabbos kodesh ani shav b'chazara. L'masha ha'yisei. Go back to what I was. The essence of Shabbos chazon is a message to the Jew. It's a message to the gullus Jew. It's a message to the individual as we go through this week of how close, no matter what, banim atam. It's a message to every individual. When you think, when you're going through all of the tragedy, the darkness of the Bein HaMetzarim, and you think, Avavai was so far away, where I'm lost, we're no longer considered banim atam Lashem. And there was even someone who wrote, he said, oh, after the Holocaust, it was a covenant that was broken. Everything is voluntary now. Missing the understanding, the beauty. Nothing could be broken, not between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and us. The essence, the message of Shabbos Chazon is Bonim Atem Lashem. And this belief is what brings us back to the Churban Habayis. It brings us back to think of the days of old, of how beautiful it was and how close we were. We're able to see the Nisim Neflos every single day in the Beis HaMikdash and the beginning of the Churban Habayis. The whole world looked at us repugnant. They looked at us as if we were disgusting. And the whole world started to treat us in a certain manner. And we couldn't protect ourselves. And that's when we've gone through centuries of unbelievable anti-Semitism. And person to think, God needs me not, throws me to the side. And the Shabbos Chazon teaches me otherwise. But I think there's also another deeper message to understand what Rav Soloveitchik was saying, that on this one day, we have a heter, we have a matir. And that's why we read Eicha. Yirmiyahu gave us this heter and returns and gives us the heter the next day, also in the Haftarah. The heter to sit there and to question God, no matter how disgusting we were, I give a different shot. Tati, no matter how disgusting we were, how did you as a father treat me this way? And that, I think, is the degree. That exactly is the essence of the day. Bonim Atem, we come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu and Tisha B'Av. And we're in Avelis, and we're crying, and we're asking. But I think the heter that's given to us to question God is because we're Bonim. Because we are children. And it's easy to go back into the Father and to say to a Father, how did you allow this to occur? How are you allowing this to occur? How are you allowing us to live in a world of such hatred and allowing these individuals to hurt us to the point that they are hurting us? And what we're saying to every and to all of Klal Yisrael, Bonim Atem Lashem. Bonim Atem, never forget that you're Bonim. Never forget that you are the children. Never forget, no matter how disparaged you are, no matter how far you are, afilu, even if you're over the Avodah Zarah and you have rejected the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you've rejected everything in Torah. Over the Avodah Zarah, every generation has their own Avodah Zarah. Doesn't necessarily have to mean Avodah Zarah is talking about accepting a different God, mamish, accepting a different theology, a different set of morals that goes against the Torah. That's a rejection of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's an avodah zara of your generation. Every generation has their own nikud, their own point in which they reject something from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And Tisha B'Av is not by accident that the entire period of time, beginning with the 3 weeks, leads from here. The 3 weeks is the breaking of the luchos. And from the breaking of the luchos, we come to the great Churban HaBayis, which is followed by the month of Elul. It's followed by the point of doing tshuva, of coming closer and closer and closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not by accident that they're not together. It's the entire period. And how does one do tshuva? How is one able to do tshuva? You can only do tshuva if he believes in hope and believes that he can change and his change will be received. That is the essence of Shabbos Chazon. Yehi Ratzon. He writes in that this Shabbos Chazon should be the last Shabbos Chazon. It should be the last time that we will have to sit, have the last sit on the Churban HaBayis. Baruch Hashem, I was thinking years ago, I heard something, the name of the Ksam Sofer. And Baruch Hashem, I cannot comprehend it, because I was given the opportunity to live in the time after Hakamas HaMedina. The Chassam Sofer had said, the one Talmud was sitting outside his room and they heard him crying and crying and crying all day Erev Tisha B'Av. Just unbelievable crying. And those tears that he would catch those tears in a cup. And for his Sudas Mafsekis, he would drink from that cup and eat his challah. And I remember hearing this and the first time, and I was like taken aback and say, I don't have that feeling. I just, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, I don't have that feeling. I'm always looking at the clock, and no matter how much I'm spending time in the day, it's hard for me to really comprehend the Churban HaBayis. And part of it is wrong, and this is what, you know, the whole nature of the Churban HaBayis is to teach you that to look and to understand, to appreciate the tragedy, appreciate what so many of the people have sacrificed throughout the centuries. And yet, when I saw this, after a while I said to myself, it is tragic that I don't have a feeling for the Churban HaBayis. But then they say, oh, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I live in post-Medina. I live in a time where I could go to Eretz Yisrael, where I could walk the streets, and I could see my soldiers protect me. And you know why? Banim Atem Lashem. We're living in a time when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is starting to allow us to come closer and closer. And we're seeing this Nevuah come true. The Eish Kodesh, when he wrote his words of understanding Banim Atem Lashem, when he's talking about Chazon Yishayahu, he was talking from the ghetto. He was seeing tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. He couldn't fathom what we could fathom today. That was a theory for him, Banim Atem Lashem. And for us, it's not a theory. For us, we can already see, so MS, so true. After thousands of years, we've come back to Eretz Yisrael. Bonim Atem Lashem.